From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China has criticized a U.S. government report, labeling it as a potential nuclear adversary, and it called on the United States to reduce its own nuclear arsenal. In a statement released Sunday by the Chinese Defense Ministry, a spokesman said, "The Chinese side expresses firm opposition to the report." The Pentagon released its report on Friday, outlining American plans for updating its current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. It detailed a new strategy for China designed to prevent China from mistakenly concluding, quote, that it could secure an advantage through the limited use of its nuclear capabilities, or that any use of nuclear weapons, however limited, is acceptable. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Athens Sunday to protest a potential compromise between Greece and Macedonia over a long-standing name dispute. Police estimated a crowd size of about 140,000. Organizers of the march, however, claimed there were 1.5 million people there from Greece and the Greek diaspora gathered to urge the government to not broker a deal regarding neighboring Macedonia's official name. Greece and Macedonia have been feuding over who gets to use the name since Macedonia's independence from Yugoslavia in 1991. An extreme right Italian politician showed no remorse Sunday after a shooting rampage carried out a day earlier in which six people of African descent were wounded. 28-year-old Luca Traini is being held on multiple counts of attempted murder. This is VOA News. Two people are dead, dozens.